Joining me on Caradio's Afternoon Newsline, Brooke Way, Communications Specialist with Vitalant. We're going to talk a little bit about the urgency for blood donations, even during the coronavirus pandemic. Hello, Brooke.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing wonderfully well. It's been a little too long since you and I have spoken.
True, but I'm glad I'm speaking with you now.
Well, thank you so much for giving us a couple of minutes here on Caradio's Afternoon News to talk about something fairly urgent. And I think we're in a situation where we are wanting to make people comfortable that it is still safe to donate blood.
Yeah, of course. I mean, in Colorado, we are now in shelter-in-place order. And we just want donors to know that donating blood is an essential healthcare activity. So you are still able to leave your house to come and donate blood. It is safe to do so. We are following very rigorous disinfection protocols as we normally do. And so if you need to get out of the house, you want to get back to the community, this is a great way to do so.
Now, the need becomes particularly urgent as the weather warms up. People are doing more things outside of their homes. Granted, we're at a stay-at-home. It doesn't change the fact that people are on ladders. They may still have accidents in the home. There can still be automobile crashes and other things like that, which doesn't change the need for blood all that much. And unfortunately, again, as I say, this becomes more urgent because you've had to cancel a number of blood drives.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, businesses are working from home and those schools are closed. So we don't have those normal business or school blood drives. So a lot of those have been canceled. And through the end of June, across the United States, Vitalant alone has seen over 1,400 blood drives canceled. And that's resulted in around 41,000 units of blood that we will not be able to collect. So we really need to make up for that. And that's by people coming in, people, you know, regular donors or donors who have never given before and stepping up to help and donate some blood.
And Brooke, we've talked about this a little bit before, but let's do a refresher on what the experience is like for somebody who is thinking about donating blood because we need that 41,000 units and they want to help. The experience is not all that bad, is it?
No. So to donate blood, it only takes about an hour of your time. You fill out some health questions in the beginning, some paperwork, and then the actual donation process only takes around 10 to 15 minutes to fill a unit of blood. And then we ask you to hang out and make sure you eat some snacks afterward, get your energy up. And that's really all it is, an hour of your time, one donation saves three lives. So it's really, really worth it. It's giving someone life in this time of great need.
And we do have a Vitalant Donation Center here in the Springs, and it's right in the vicinity of Academy and Austin Bluffs Parkway.
Correct, yes. And that we're working at normal operation hours right now, and we are making sure everything is disinfected and safe, and we are following social distancing guidelines, so you should not feel hesitant to come in and donate blood.
Brooke, thank you so, so much for spending a couple of minutes with us here on Afternoon News to talk about something very urgent, and we do have a wonderfully supportive community here, so let's hope that we can turn a bunch of wonderful folks out to help knock that 41,000 units of blood number downward. And again, an hour of your time. Brooke, what's a web address for everybody to get more information?
Yeah, so we're encouraging appointments right now, and you can make an appointment at vitalant.org, or you can call at 303-363-2300.
303-363-2300, the number to call, or the web address is vitalant.org. Brooke, we will set you up again not long from now, and let's update.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the visit today.